If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
Question number one, the audience would love, Logan Testing actually, would love to hear about your mindset working together with your spouse.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Kitty, I think this is actually a great opportunity because, okay, so this is really good because people, I'm the face of our business, of our company, but Katie's actually the one who runs everything, in all fairness. And it's really fun for Katie, for you to be on here and be able to talk, because like when you start speaking, it's just like, oh my God, like you're more attractive when you start speaking. Right. And, I don't mean that in like I'm attracted to you in a sexual, which I am, but not hopefully you guys aren't, but you guys are attracted to her in the standpoint that, you know, she has value and she serves in a way that is authentic because she's actually done it. She actually has had the conversation. She actually has done the do. She's not just sitting on the sidelines, like behind me or even beside me, like she's in front of me. I'm just actually a little bit taller than her and I'm the one who's speaking to everybody. So as far as marriage dynamic, I think it's important to understand how our relationship started. And it started in 2014 is when we actually got together, and I had just started my gym business. I was probably 3 months in my gym business. I was a fledgling entrepreneur, and I thought I ruled the world. I was free. I didn't have a boss. And Katie met me, and she thought I was a cool kid who just started his own gym. I was 25 years old, and we kind of had that rebel vibe. She had a job working as a office manager at a dentist office, where she collected money, like a dentist office. Katie, like, you don't have to give exact numbers, but were they collecting like a couple $100,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
And so that was her job, was to go collect money from all these people who had teeth issues, right? And so you were doing that for how long, Katie?
About 6.5 years.
Yeah, about 6.5 years. And so that was 2014. So Katie basically watched me for 2.5 years, like beat my head against the wall, struggle, get up early, stay at the gym late, and try to figure out this entrepreneurship game. Because when I came into the gym business, I had one skill, and that was the fulfillment of training. Like I knew how to train people. I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about sales. I knew nothing about building a team. I didn't realize I could actually hire people until probably like a year or two in. I was like, I can actually hire somebody. This is kind of neat. This is kind of different. And so Katie watched me struggle, make no money. And it wasn't until about 2.5 years later, 2017, where I actually caught some momentum. I hired a coach, found out how to market and sell, combined that with my ability to fulfill. And then my business went from doing $5,000 a month to $50,000 a month. And I was like, okay, it's a whole new world. And so Katie kind of watched this happen from the sidelines. And then she's like, okay, like maybe there's something here. And then later that year, I asked her both to marry me, but first asked her if she would leave her job to join my business. And her condition was that you must marry me if I'm going to leave my job to join your business. And I said, sold. So so that's kind of how our whole journey started. And since 2017, Katie has been full-time entrepreneur. And we have two kids. And so there was like a brief period in there where you didn't work when you were like probably like 8 months pregnant all the way to probably like 6 months after postpartum. I don't know. You would probably know that better than I would.
Yeah. About that. Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of that, Katie's been in business the entire time. So again, like that just sets the frame for this, kind of where we came from. So we've been on both sides, and we've been on what I call the quarterback cheerleader relationship, where I'm on the field, I'm in the game. Katie's on the sideline. She's cheering at the end of the game. We connect and we talk. Right. Which is a great relationship to have. Now we are in a quarterback fullback relationship where we're both in the field and we're running plays together. And at the end of the day, we're in the quote unquote showers having our conversations, right? So, so as far as running a marriage and running a business, Katie, I think you can kind of set the frame now, or now that the frame is set, kind of share some wisdom from from your point of view?
I think the most important thing is to understand where you're going. First and foremost is you can go anywhere on any road at any time. So having a shared vision and a shared goal is extremely important. Whether you are in a cheerleader quarterback relationship or whether you are in a fullback quarterback relationship, having that shared vision gives you something to work toward together. That's the most important thing. The second thing that I would say is...
So, Katie, let me go back on that. So when you say shared vision, like, what exactly do you mean? Like, if you were to be really specific, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, so we have a shared vision right now of owning and operating a $2 million cleaning company. Yeah. That is an example of a shared vision. We also have a shared vision of growing empowered children who can think for themselves, who are self-sufficient, who don't run to us to save them. So we let them have mistakes. Once you know where you're going, then you need to define roles. Yeah. And then stay in your lane is probably the third most important thing. Is Logan is very much the face, the visionary. He's like got these brilliant, grandiose ideas. Some of them are phenomenal. Some of them are absolutely atrocious and we would never actually act on. But I'm always his sounding board to make sure that he has somewhere to actually let these visions speak to. And then some of them were, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. But instantly I go into what my lane is operations. So I'm like, how the heck would we implement any of that? And sometimes that alters his decision, or he's like, no, don't go down that rabbit hole yet. Like, let me just share my vision. So just knowing what role you're in allows you guys to be able to work together in the shared direction that you're headed.
I think that's like super important, is to get clear on what those goals are. It could be like through a business, it could be through a family. Like, you know, we will share ours just to simply give you a framework from where you can like build your dreams off of, but like, don't choose our goals. Like that's not gonna help you. That's why I'm like really conscious of also like sharing specifics, because I don't want you to like take my goal and be like, okay, I'm gonna do Logan's goal or Katie's goal, but like use those as a framework that you can build your goal around. And yeah, the reason why it's important to have that vision, that clarity, and also to have like actually a big goal, something that you're actually moving towards, something that's going to take years, maybe decades, is because like, how long do you plan on being married for? How long do you plan on living for?
To add on to that, I think it's also really important to have individual goals. So there's shared goals, but there's also individual goals that you guys are working towards together. So you know that your spouse's goal is to squat 200 pounds. When they are saying that they don't want to go to the gym, are you going to let them not go to the gym, or are you going to encourage them and push them out the door and say, we have goals that you need to hit? So it doesn't always have to be like working together necessarily. There's individual goals as well, but they need to be shared with each other and encouraging and empowering and actually like having a standard of nothing less than what we're working towards.
And really pushing another person to share their goals and be vulnerable, because here's the double-edged sort of goals, right? Is that once you say you have a goal, then all of a sudden what happens? Shit. Accountability. Now I got to do something. Now I got to make a change. Now I have to do something different, because obviously I haven't achieved that thing. So I must do something different in order to achieve it. So that's why most people don't set goals, because when things are fuzzy, you don't have to really work that hard. But also when you have something super crystal clear and there's a clear path to it, there becomes a clear action steps to do it. And you're like, okay, then it becomes work. And is work fun?
Yes,
it is, right? It's your choice. It's your choice to view it and perceive it as not fun. But ultimately, everything we do is ultimately up to you to decide to judge it, whether it is fun or not. So, and
I have one thing else to add to this. So, being each other's biggest advocate is something that can, it's like a double-edged sword. So you can point your finger and you can be like, you're not getting to your goals, but understanding that you guys are both on the same team is always the most important thing at the end of the day. And having standards, like it's really easy to get in a fight over somebody not pulling their weight and somebody pulling too much weight. But at the end of the day, like rather than saying, why the hell are you not pulling your weight? Like get curious, like what is going on in your life? Like, it seems like you're kind of dropping the ball here. How can I help you? That approach is so much more, we've learned this the hard way, because we used to be very finger pointing, blaming victims. I personally didn't want to take accountability for anything. I was like, you put this on me. This is your vision. And once we got the curiosity in set, like it was game changing. And then we're always on the same team. We always have been on the same team, but sometimes the perspective of being on the same team has not always been at the forefront of the conversation.
And I think there's another level to that too, is that like when you don't have goals, when you don't have a vision, especially when it's aligned, then all of a sudden what happens is you guys end up fighting with each other. This is again something that we've experienced, is that we end up like looking at each other as faults because we have no idea where we're going. Like we have no vision, and we've been together for almost 10 years. And so we look back at different seasons in our lives and look at like when we were the most connected is when we actually were working towards a shared vision, a shared goal. And when we fought the most, when we argued most, when we nitpicked the most, when we looked at each other's faults is when we were not going towards anything. We were being comfortable. We were just chilling. Right. And so it made it really easy to look around and like, I could see all the problems that Katie had because you know what? I wasn't working towards something. And so one of the most powerful things you can do is have big goals. Right. And having shared with the people who are important in your life. So it could be your spouse. It could also be with your team. It could be with your friends and family members. But the more that you have a vision that you bring people with you, the less you get distracted by the things that actually don't really matter.